Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Food Friday, May 3rd. I'm Ray Graff. Today is a little different. This is our first official AI recipe help desk. Jim Hendler joins us. He's the Tetherless World Chair of Computer, Web, and Cognitive Sciences and the founding director of the Future of Computing Institute at RPI. What you do is you call or you email the show with a few ingredients from your fridge or cupboard. Jim will run it through the artificial intelligence and come up with a recipe. Then Chef Gail Sokol, who's also here, will take a look at the results and pass expert judgment on the recipe. It'll be weird. 800-348-2551 is our number. 800-348-2551. Prefer emails today just because it takes Jim a little time to input the data. VoxPop at WAMC.org. We'll be back. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Artificial intelligence is invading everything, right? Gradually reducing our intellects to an atrophied heap of burned-out circuits and smoking wires. So let's further that noble mission. Today, we will present our first-ever AI recipe help desk. We're joined by Dr. Jim Hendler, Tetherless World Chair of Computing, Web, Cognitive Sciences, and the founding director of the Future of Computing Institute at RPI, and that's the short version. We're also joined by Food Friday favorite educator, YouTuber, kitchen magician, Chef Gail Sokol is with us. Here's how it'll work. You'll email or you call with a list of ingredients in your fridge. Jim will input the data into his various gizmos and doodads. We're going to have a limit of 5 or 6, if you can, not a thousand. And then the AI will spit out a recipe. Then Gail Sokol will give it the thumbs up or thumbs down, and based on her attitude thus far, there are going to be a lot of thumbs downs. The number to call is 800-348-2551. I do recommend you email, if you can, though, 4, 5, 6 things that you actually have. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org, and we pulled our staff here, and we got a list of them already. Jim Hendler, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ray. It's fun to be here for Food Friday.
Well, I mean, this grew out of a conversation you and I had both on the air and off the air last time we did an artificial intelligence show. We thought this would be a great idea.
I think it'll be fun. But let me put a few caveats in first.
Okay.
Right? So we are using, for those people who understand what these words mean, we're using ChatGPT. Most people have heard of it.
Right.
That. We're using the paid version, which is better because it access to more things. We did not do any pre-training, fine-tuning, or prompt engineering for those people who know what that means. For the rest of you, it means we didn't give it any hints.
Okay.
The other thing is we told it it had to use all of the ingredients, and it could only use other things if they were sort of kitchen staples like salt, pepper, et cetera. So we put a lot of limitations on it.
Okay.
So it could do much better recipes. We just thought it would be more fun to see what it did just right out of the box.
And we've done, you've done most of the work. We've done a lot of pre-prep on this program, and a stack of emails have come in with a list of ingredients for many a staff member here, many of them uniquely disgusting. And we'll get to that in a moment, but let's introduce Gail Sokol. Chef Gail, welcome back. How are you?
I'm scared.
You should be scared.
I thought, why am I here, Ray?
When Jim and I hatched this idea, I said, there's one person who's just snarky enough to handle this, and that's Chef Gail Sokol.
Oh, God help me. Okay, here we go. Right. I don't know if I'm ready. Am I ready?
I don't know. We want to find out. Now, remember, we have done these in advance. If you call in, it takes Jim a little time to get this into the ChatGPT, so it won't be immediate. And then if you email, it'll give us a little extra chance. So the email is voxpop@wamc.org, and the phone number is 800-348-2551.
And please feel free to try to make them unusual, because that, of course, makes the whole show more fun, even if it's not necessarily going to get us the best recipes.
Okay, that's true. And some of our staff have done just that. This one's from most of the people on staff. If I don't know where they live, I'll just say from Albany. This is from Jessica in Albany. I have eggs, chicken, blueberries, lettuce, cottage cheese, and pickles. okay. Jim, what did the ChatGPT come up with?
So ChatGPT came up with grilled chicken salad with blueberry cottage cheese dressing. Directions are prepare the chicken, season the chicken breast with salt and pepper, grill the chicken. I'm summarizing.
Yeah,
some
you
of these
should, because it'll be the whole show.
Make the blueberry cottage cheese dressing in a blender. Combine the blueberries, the cottage cheese, a little bit of oil, salt, and pepper. Blend it until smooth, and then assemble the salad. Chop the lettuce and slice the pickles and hard-boiled eggs. In a large bowl, toss the lettuce with the blueberry cottage cheese dressing. Arrange the sliced chicken, eggs, and pickles over the lettuce, and drizzle the remaining dressing over the top.
To me, it doesn't sound that horrible. Chef Gail, what do you think?
I'm a little nauseous, but
really?
I'll get
already?
Beyond it. Okay, okay. So
I'm
looking at it, and what I would have done differently, because I'm human and I'm not a computer, I might have left the blueberries whole and made the dressing with the cottage cheese and the pickles to get more of a piquant, blend flavor, so you didn't get the chopped, the sour of the pickle, and put that with the cottage cheese. That might make a really nice dressing. Keep the blueberries whole. Definitely hard-boiled eggs. That's fine. That's cool. And other than that, it's not that horrible.
Yeah, it's going to get worse. Much worse.
Yeah.
I know.
But I do want to make one other thing. The one thing that I did not allow the computer to do was leave out ingredients.
Aha.
So you must use all five.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it wasn't supposed to do side. I said,
don't
in one dish, no side dishes. Although once or twice it actually came up with X along with Y because it just couldn't put them together.
Right.
Now, who wrote, did the ChatGPT write the little description at the end? This meal is a great way to use an interesting mix of ingredients. And the blueberry cottage cheese dressing adds a unique and creamy twist to the salad that complements the savory flavors of the chicken and the tanginess of the pickles. Enjoy your meal. Did you write that, Jim Handler?
Oh, no. Those are all of these. So I've shared with Ray and Gail these outputs from the ones that we already have.
Yeah.
And word for word, everything is from ChatGPT.
I have a quick question about the chicken.
Yeah.
So it says cook the chicken in the ingredient rest in the directions. It says grill the chicken until fully cooked and juicy. So it doesn't have any reference to, so it's not pink or till it gets to 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything like that. So if you get somebody who's a couple sandwiches short of a picnic and can't cook very well, you don't know what fully cooked means.
Yeah.
Could they potentially not fully cook it and get sick?
Okay,
something.
You know, our legal department thanks you for bringing that up, because you know what? We don't take, if you don't cook your chicken or pork well, then that's on you, all right?
Right. And let me also say that again, you could ask follow-up questions. So if I had wanted to, I could say, what does it mean to try it?
Okay, here he goes.
What does
Adventures in Radio
mean?
Jim Handler's here, Chef Gail Sokol. It's our first ever AI recipe help desk. It's going swimmingly, right, Zach? Zach looks like he's taking in the last recipe. It'll be over in 40 minutes.
Okay.
Cut it out. All right, what does it say, Jim? Boy, you type pretty slow for an RPI guy, you know what I mean?
Grilling the chicken until fully means cooking the chicken on a grill at a sufficient temperature and for long enough to ensure that all parts of the chicken are heated to a safe internal temperature, killing blah, 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 blah,
but it's
blah.
Not telling you the temperature.
Wait, here it comes. So the time it takes to cook will depend on the thickness of the pieces. Generally, boneless chicken breast takes about 6 to 8 minutes per side.
Okay.
But it doesn't go. Temperature should be the gold standard. That's how you would
checking
know.
Doneness. The safest way to check if it's fully cooked is by using a meat thermometer.
Okay.
Okay.
Into we're
on to
something.
Thickest part of the chicken, not touching any bones, and ensure it reads 165 degrees.
Excellent.
Now, to be clear, we're
all
not
right.
going to make this. All right.
No.
So,
No.
But I'm just trying to show that
it could go there.
The AI is going to look pretty stupid today sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's because
usually it's just me.
Yeah, exactly. That's because we used Ray's rules.
No. Okay, fair enough. Well, let's do one more before the next break. Jim Handler is here from RPI. Chef Gail Sokol is here. It's our first ever artificial intelligence recipe help desk. This one's from Peter in Schenectady. Ready? A jar of pickles, leftover lasagna, 2 green peppers, baby potatoes, 1 tomato, almond milk, don't hurl, assorted sauces, and dressings. That's from Peter in Schenectady.
Would you like that again?
Yes. Do I have a copy of that? Yes.
It should be the second one on your list there,
oh,
Chef Gail. A jar of pickles, leftover lasagna, two green peppers, baby potatoes,
okay,
one tomato, almond milk, assorted sauces, and dressings.
I will say one thing I did learn from this exercise, Ray, is that people who work at WAMC really like pickles.
Oh, really? It's interesting.
There are several of those.
A lot of pickles.
Anyway. It suggests stuffed green peppers with lasagna filling and roasted baby potatoes. So prepare the potatoes, preheat your oven.
Okay.
Cook them 25 to 30 minutes. Make the stuffed green peppers, cut off the green peppers, remove the seeds, chop the leftover lasagna into smaller pieces. If it's too thick, mix in a little almond milk to moisten it. Dice the tomato and mix it with the chopped lasagna, again, adding a little almond milk to create a moist filling. Mm. Stuff the mixture into the hollowed out green peppers. Place them in a baking dish in the oven.
I think I've heard enough.
And then arrange the roast peppers and stuffed green, roast potatoes and stuffed green peppers on a plate. This meal makes excellent use of your leftovers and other ingredients, combining them into a hearty and delightful dinner. The stuffed peppers with lasagna filling offer a creative twist on a traditional stuffed peppers, and the roasted baby potatoes make for a perfect side dish.
What do you think, Gail?
Mm.
Really?
Mm. I don't
is
even
that a,
think
mm, like that sounds
no,
delicious.
No, I don't even think a dog would eat it. You know what? So the jar of pickles is it? That's over the top.
Okay.
I would have like used maybe just the brine in the pickle to give again to do away with a little salt and do something like that. Otherwise, I have no words for
you're
this
having
one.
Fun, aren't you? You're happy that
I'm
invited
so nauseous.
You.
I don't think I'm going to be able to eat dinner.
Let's take a break here and we'll break out the Pepto-Bismol. We're not even eating anything. 800-348-2551 is our number. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. More artificial intelligence recipes coming up. I'm getting from Zach, the engineer, is that this might not have been the best idea we ever had. But you know what? It'll be all right. It's the first ever AI recipe help desk here on Food Friday. Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551 or voxpop@wamc.org. Jim Hendler is a tetherless fellow, a world chair of computer, web, and cognitive sciences at RPI, founding director of the Future of Computing Institute. Chef Gail Sokol is an educator, podcaster, YouTuber, author, and great, great, great just chef. Gail Sokol is here. And let's do another recipe here. This one is from Jody in Del Mar. This one is, okay, well, here's the description. This meal combines sweet and savory flavors with a delightful crunch. Now, Jody gave us chicken thighs, mango, rice squares, they're Chex, garlic cloves, frozen spinach, olive oil or any cooking oil, salt and pepper, soy sauce, and honey. Okay? Here it is. This is garlic mango chicken with spinach and crispy rice squares. Gail, this sounds actually good. Yeah?
Yeah, it's actually something that might be edible.
Yeah.
So this is good. I might have done things a little bit more. If you wanted to sort of nuance it a little, again, like a human would, and maybe AI might not.
Yeah.
I've been told to be nice to computers because one day they may come back and do something to us.
They are your overlords.
So I apologize. Please be good to me, computer gods. But I might have taken the crispy rice squares, which is Chex cereal, and just crushed the heck out of it in a food processor and used it to bread the chicken thighs, and then serve that maybe with, like a mango sauce, and left the frozen spinach, squeezed it out, and sort of used it as a base, and then put those breaded chicken thighs on top, something like that, a little bit more, elevated a little
bit. Of course, of course.
And, you know, I didn't read what ChatGPT said, but it was fairly similar, except that It basically had you do the crisping of
on top
at the end, and it had a few other little differences. Yep. But so we're getting closer.
Okay, so voxpop@wamc.org. If you want to send us a list of 5 or 6 items that you have in your cupboard or fridge, and then Jim will pop it in the computer, and we'll see what happens. Brett wrote in, recipe please: leftover hot chicken wings, ketchup, crescent rolls, black olives. That all sounds fine. And then Brett throws in the wild card, New York-style cheesecake. How are you going to put that? It'll be fine, Gail, I swear. All right, Jim, what did the...
Now, just to be clear, first it tried to do it as 2 separate dishes.
You said no.
And I said, no, wait. The rule was you had to do it as one.
Yep.
So here's the one. Okay. Prep the chicken. Prepare a cheesecake filling. Crumble a slice or two of the cheesecake into a bowl. Mix with the olives to create a sweet and savory filling.
Okay. Yeah.
Preheat your oven for the crescent rolls. Cook them. Place the stuffed crescents on a baking sheet. Bake according to the package, usually about 12-15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let them cool slightly before serving, as the filling will be hot. The dish creatively blends the spicy and savory flavors of the chicken with the sweet and creamy texture of the cheesecake, complemented by the salty touch of black olives, all wrapped in a flaky crescent roll. I want this thing to write the recipe, you know, the menu recipe.
Yeah.
You know, menu descriptions. It's recipes aren't so good. Yeah. Boy, those descriptions.
Yeah. Yuck.
All right. So you're on board with that,
no,
Chef Gail?
No, sir.
Okay, so
the cheesecake, I think, is why it probably wanted to put it as a second part of the, you know, like a dessert, because of the sweetness that it assumed it would have.
Yeah.
So there are savory cheesecakes out there, but once you put the olives in there, and then the you know, the chicken wings, it was like you lost me.
Okay.
It's something, you know, my mother might have tried years ago.
I will say that when it did it as two different pieces, the dessert was cheesecake with an olive twist. So.
That sounds even worse.
That's not good. Okay.
All right. So here's what, Jim. We have a couple of people who've written in already. So I'm going to give you my phone, and I will read. I'll read another one from the staff list here while you're inputting those. And Gail, get a load of this one. This is, maybe you can guess who this is on our staff. Pat in Plattsburgh. Do you know Pat?
Okay.
Okay, that's okay. Pat in Plattsburgh. We know who you are, Pat. Here's the list. Velveeta cheese.
Okay.
Eggs. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Apples, Kraft mac and cheese box, fresh sage, butter or oil, salt and pepper. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Velveeta, eggs, apples, mac and cheese, sage, butter or oil, salt and pepper. And here it is. And ChatGPT says, with Velveeta, eggs, apples, Kraft mac and cheese, and sage, you can create a comforting and flavorful meal. Here's a meal idea that combines these ingredients in a unique and tasty way. Savory apple and sage mac and cheese with a Velveeta topping. Gail is scowling.
I'm scowling. Yeah. Well, first of all, don't even think about how disgusting this is. Look at no, it says eggs, but it doesn't say how many eggs. So it says in a bowl, beat the eggs.
Yeah.
How many eggs? A dozen? 2? 1? I don't know.
So what you're saying is Pat up in Plattsburgh should have been more specific.
Well, she's got eggs. She was just asked to give ingredients, but this, you know, this smarty pants.
GPT.
You know, sorry, GPT. Yeah. It really, what is the amount? So ingredients really need, especially for eggs as a binder, how this could be a watery macaroni and cheese mess.
But did you see the method here, though?
Yes.
Cook the mac and cheese, according to the box.
Yes.
Then you enhance the mac and cheese.
With the Velveeta.
With a little Velveeta in small cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a separate saute pan, you saute it, finely chopped sage and a bit of butter, and you add the Velveeta cubes to the sage, melt them slightly, blend the mixture into the mac and cheese. Sounds deliciousness for extra creaminess and flavor. Mm-hmm. Then you prepare the apples. You thinly slice them. You saute the apples in butter. Then you scramble the eggs. Then you assemble the dish. You put the layer of mac and cheese. You top with the scrambled eggs, the sautéed apples, cover with remaining mac and cheese. And optional, for crispy top, bake the assembled dish in a preheated oven at 375 for about 10 to 15 minutes. Serve hot.
No, that's a no.
All right, Pat.
That's a no.
You're
I'm
off
so
the
sorry.
List up in Plattsburgh.
Can't do it.
Fair enough. All right, so what do we got there? You got it in there, Jim?
Yeah, I got a couple going.
All right, here, let me read it off to the...
Okay. First do Brian.
Okay, we'll do Brian's first. Oh, and I see Brian in Buffalo. It looks like a cocktail to me. All right, well, that wasn't on the list, but all right, we'll go with it. Brandy cherries, port wine, and orange, straight rye whiskey, and bitters as well as ice.
It does sound like a drink. Is it a drink? It's a drink.
I think it's going to come out to be a drink.
Or a sauce.
It actually comes out with port and rye whiskey cocktail.
Oh.
And chill a cocktail desk, mix the cocktail with ice, whiskey, port, and some of the cherry syrup. Add the bitters, stir well for about 30 seconds to chill and dilute. Prepare the garnish with a thin slice of orange peel, being careful to avoid the white pith, and then essentially, put those together in a drink. So
do you have to
the
shake
cocktail
it?
Offers no? a rich combination of flavors. It's a perfect for an evening relaxation or a sophisticated gathering.
It's amazing that for the chicken, it didn't give... it didn't give a temperature, but the orange, make sure you don't put the white in because it could be bitter. Watch the pith. That it was, do you notice that? The orange was the major emphasis here. What I would have done is if you had a little cornstarch, which maybe he does in his pantry,
what's
you can make a nice
list?
Sauce and put it over like a Cherry's Jubilee with a little, fun in it. You put it over ice cream. That would be good.
There's quite a bit of pith in here.
No, you don't want the pith. That's the whole point.
I understand. Did you do Dina in Cornwalls too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think people are being too kind. They're sending us stuff they think
that might actually work
well.
That's really stuff they have.
This is one uncured pineapple bacon sausage.
This is
half
from Dina
of a
in
red
Cornwall.
Oven.
Yeah, half red onion.
Half of a head of cauliflower, one mango, and half a head of Savoy cabbage. And so...
What about the eggs and some shredded cheese?
Oh, it mentions that there's some side
things,
but I cheated and didn't put them in.
Okay.
Here's a recipe for a tropical sausage and veggie stir fry. Prep the ingredients, slice things up, cook the sausage, cook it over medium heat, 5 to 7 minutes, saute the vegetables, add the cabbage, cook until it begins to wilt, combine and finish by putting it all together and... Doing it, serve this colorful stir fry hot, perhaps over rice or noodles. Anything. It's a quick and easy meal, perfect for a lively dinner.
Right. For one, as there's one sausage.
Lively, right? Because people are going to be getting up and running away
you
from
know
the
what,
table.
Gail?
Well, you know what? Okay, so let's be reasonable. This was like sort of palatable.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You would eat this. I know you would eat this.
Listen, I like the one with the Velveeta from Pat Bradley up there
you're
in the north.
You're a heathen, that's why.
Well,
that's
Pat and I went back and forth, and I said, Pat, you and I look eye to eye on this. By the way, Christina Waterville, longtime listener, loves the idea and says, Gail is my hero. Isn't that nice?
Boy,
thank
I'm waiting
you.
For someone
thank
to say ChatGPT
so
is my hero.
I know. Right. Well, you got a long way to go for that.
All right, we got a couple more came in via email, Jim. I'm going to hand you my phone again. Don't put any spyware on there. I know you're from RPI and you got all this stuff going on. I'll read another one from the staff here. The number is 800-348-2551, and the email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Let's find a tough one here. Okay, this is from...
So Ray, let me read this one because it's not a recipe. This is from somebody who says, I've actually had great luck using ChatGPT for my recipes. Mm. I had a favorite slow cooker jambalaya recipe that was transcribed in seconds for an instant pot.
Wow.
I've also used it to recommend side dishes or salad for main courses. So...
Signed Gail in Schenectady or Niskayuna. No? All right, fine.
It was Gail in Western Massachusetts.
Ah, okay. It really was. I thought it was this Gail. Loves ChatGPT.
No. Oh, yes.
This is from Joe in Washington County, and he works here, and I think you might know him. He hosts some radio shows in the morning. Jim is part of it. It's Joe Donahue, and here's his list of ingredients. Elbow macaroni, red raspberry seedless jam.
Oh, God.
Oats, butter, and bitters. With elbow, this is what ChatGPT says, with elbow macaroni, red raspberry, seedless jam, oats, butter, and bitters, you can create an interesting and unique dessert dish with a twist. Here's a creative idea. Raspberry jam macaroni dessert crumble. And you cook the macaroni, you prepare raspberry sauce with a little bitters in there, and you can add water if it's too thick, and then you make the oat crumble, right? And then you assemble the dessert. You put the cooked macaroni at the bottom. Pour the warm raspberry sauce over the macaroni. Sprinkle the oat crumble mixture evenly on top of the raspberry layer, and you bake. Serve warm, maybe with a little ice cream, a dollop of whipped cream. ChatGPT says it's playful and sweet. Take on traditional pasta dishes.
Playful.
Sweet.
Playful.
You like Gail?
Well, is this Joe from here?
That's Joe Donahue.
Yeah, the big tall guy. He did a show with me. He knows better than this. His mother taught him how to bake and cook. This is so
you're not...
I don't know. The elbow macaroni, you lost me at the elbow macaroni and the bitters. Everything else is good.
Yeah.
Maybe add some fruit, like real raspberries or just berries, frozen berries thawed, but he didn't have that.
Yeah.
But you need a lot of vanilla ice cream to go over this.
Why do you hate Joe so much?
I don't hate Joe.
Are you sure?
Wow. You better get some better ingredients.
Joe, I'm sorry, and I apologize.
Sorry, Joe.
Thank you for playing along. I appreciate it. This one go ahead. This is from Chris, who writes in, bone-in split chicken, Lowry salt, wheat flour, cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, that's good. That sounds good.
That sounds like a delicious casserole. Jim,
okay,
Jim Handler.
What it says.
Yeah.
Prep the chicken. Okay. Season with the salt, dredge the chicken in the flour, grease a baking dish, place it skin side up. In a bowl, mix cream mushroom soup with a little water or milk to make it pourable.
Yeah.
Bake it. It has the baking instructions. And serve.
Yeah.
And
that sounds fine.
You know, seasoned salt enhances the savory qualities of the chicken and mushroom soup, creating a hearty dish perfect for a family dinner. I have a feeling this is someone asking for help with tonight's dinner.
Well, yeah. I mean, who is the author of these ingredients? What's his name?
I don't know. I lost the email.
Well, he is the most normal person who's got normal ingredients.
Wow. So
that this is doable. Cream of mushroom, canned cream of mushroom.
What's wrong with it? It's good.
Not great.
Chef Gales,
high in sodium.
Debbie Downer.
I'm not Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
I'm realistic.
Okay.
I'm realistic.
All right,
and I want to eat well. Don't you want to eat well?
You know, sometimes.
Well, you're a guy.
I will tell you, at the end, I did ask it to prepare a dish in Gale style using ingredients that Gale gave me that do go together, and we'll leave that at the end just to show.
So, you know, and paprika and a few snide remarks is basically the Gale style. Here's one before we take a break. This is our AI recipe help desk. If you've just tuned in saying, what the blue blazes is going on? Jim Hendler's here from RPI. Chef Gale Sokol is here. We have ChatGPT, the paid version, and we have rules. You give us 5 or 6 ingredients that are lying around in your fridge or your cupboard, and then we put it to the artificial intelligence, and weird things happen. Speaking of weird things, we call him Babs, Alexander Babby in the newsroom. Here's his list of ingredients. You ready? Spam. Olives, your choice of type. Amaretto. Cheese Whiz.
Oh.
Palm Hearts.
Dear Lord.
And optional crackers or toast points.
And I believe that he invited Ray over for dinner, right?
Oh, look at the time. It's almost
spam and palm heart bites with amaretto olives.
Delicious.
Prepare the amaretto olives by draining the olives and marinating them in the amaretto.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Cook the spam. Why wouldn't? Right, and fill up, sear the sliced spam till they're golden.
Yeah.
Slice the palm hearts into rounds similar in size to the spam slices. On a cracker or toast point, spray a layer of the cheese with, then put some of the spam, then add spam, then add one of the palm hearts, and finish with an olive on top. And arrange those on a platter and serve them as appetizers or snacks. Enjoy your innovative and flavorful appetizer.
If someone invited me for dinner and this was the appetizer, God knows what dinner would be. I'd be out of there so fast your head would spin.
I think you should meet Alexander Babby and maybe he'll invite you over.
Olives and amaretto liqueur?
Yeah, why not? This explains so much about Babby. Now I understand. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. The artificial and the intelligence. And then there's Jim Hendler. And then there's Chef Gail Sokol. And then there's me and you. Oh, it's a weird one. We'll be back. Ain't technology wonderful? It's the first ever AI recipe help desk here on a Food Friday. Ray Graff here and joined by Jim Hendler of RPI and Chef Gail Sokol. And so Peter writes in, it'd be interesting to see what the AI would recommend when asked for finer details, like when it didn't say how many eggs. I didn't pay attention when Jim was defining the rules, nor did I, but I'm sure he'll do it again. So maybe this isn't something you want to explore, but it's fun to see the results when AI is queried further. And I think Jim would, you'd agree with that, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, again, I can do something like, craft a recipe in Gail Sokol style, which involves clear instructions and a focus on baking education. I am crafting. Yeah. It is crafting.
Yeah.
Says so. It describes her that way, and what she gave us is butter, sugar, eggs, vanilla, some coffee, baking soda, salt, chocolate chips, and heat.
And it added
crunch.
The brown sugar. It didn't. I just said sugar, it differentiated both granulated and brown sugar. So it got a little fancy schmancy there. Yeah. That was interesting.
And then you know, heat the oven. Cream the butter and sugars, add wet ingredients, crumble dry ingredients.
Stir now, these are for cookies, it said? Yeah, okay, cookies. Yeah.
And it's cold exciting. Cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds more or less, you know.
More reasonable.
Okay.
It'll go in her next cookbook.
All right. Yeah, and her next video, which will be made in about 12 minutes.
I have to try it 6 times.
All right, so here's a few more that are listed.
In fact, maybe Gail and I should go on the road together.
We should. That's a great idea. I would like that. All right.
Off you go.
Least.
So this one is from Jessica in Albany. Here are the ingredients. And Jim will input some that have come in via email. This is one of our staff people. This is, Honey Nut Cheerios. Mm-hmm. Love them. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Alone, but not with the other ingredients.
How do you
continue.
Know?
Continue.
Well,
I looked ahead.
Maybe
read.
It's just milk.
Read.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Cream of mushroom soup. Hamburger meat. Shredded cheese, beer, preferably a lighter ale or lager.
Why differentiate? It's so awful anyway. Just go for anything. You know stout, what? Maybe, you know?
I knew this was a bad idea.
All right, go ahead.
Salt
you
and pepper.
Invited me.
Well, now I'm regretting it. Optional onions, garlic, or other herbs for additional flavor. So Honey Nut Cheerios, cream of mushroom soup, hamburger meat, shredded cheddar, beer, salt and pepper, maybe some onions, garlic, herbs, et cetera, et cetera. And this is what ChatGPT says. With Honey Nut Cheerios, cream of mushroom soup, hamburger meat, shredded cheddar cheese, and beer, you can create a savory and hearty meal. Here's a creative idea to use these ingredients effectively. Cheerio-crusted cheeseburger pie with beer mushroom gravy. Mm-mm. You're going to stop me right there?
I'm going to stop you because I'm going to chuck. No, but I have a better idea. I could have saved this.
Okay.
All right, so the Honey Nut Cheerios is a little iffy, but if they crush the Honey Nut Cheerios to, you know, like a panko breadcrumb type thing,
sure.
Make a meatloaf for God's sakes. Don't make a pie and then use the beer a little bit of the beer in with the meatloaf, maybe some shredded cheese over the top. I think that would work very nicely.
Let me stop you there. The ChatGPT says this dish, as written, takes a playful spin on traditional cheeseburger flavors, incorporating a unique Cheerio crust that adds a slight sweetness and crunch. The beer mushroom gravy complements the savory meat and cheese, making this comforting and filling.
I cannot say what I am thinking because it's not good.
Is this your last appearance
for
on the
radio?
Program?
It might be.
Chef Gail Sokol is
but
here.
I'll go out with integrity, Ray. Okay.
Jim Adler. All right, so here, let me have the phone back. Did you get those in, Jim?
Okay. I got one of them in. Some of the All others right. were just a little too many to
okay.
get in.
Oh, yeah.
So this is actually a second try by Brett.
This is,
or Brian.
We couldn't do the Oscar Mayer hot dogs. That looked good. You didn't get
no,
to
I'll
that?
Do, I can do that
okay.
one next.
This is Brett's. He said this four jumbo shrimp, 3 ounces of blue cheese crumbles, 12-ounce bottle of grape Gatorade, a head of green leaf lettuce, 2 spaghetti squash. This is sounds delicious. As is.
Spaghetti,
right?
squash, and shrimp salad with blue cheese and grape Gatorade vinaigrette.
You had me at grape Gatorade. Okay, water would be better.
What do you mean? I love grape Gatorade. It's my favorite flavor.
Right, after running and, right.
We're going to make it into a reduction.
Ah.
That we're going to cool with olive oil, a little bit of vinegar, salt, and pepper to create a vinaigrette.
Okay, I could see making it into a sauce and reducing it and
right.
condensing
and then
those flavors.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And so it does, you know, cook the shrimp, make a shrimp salad, and then use this as the vinaigrette.
Okay.
I think
all right,
that,
with the, all right, so
I
that's,
think it's terrific.
Give
yeah.
me the other one.
All right.
Okay, so you want to, here, you take that. I'll do another staff one, and we'll see what Gail says. So far, she's been so cooperative. We'll just we'll do another one here. This is from, we did Pat's. Throw that away. How about?
The challah bread pudding.
We did Joe's.
Do the challah bread pudding.
We did Babs. The challah
do
bread.
Do Alexandra.
Okay. Well, I got to get there. All right. Why don't you read it off? I can't find
okay.
it.
It's too disgusting to read,
oh,
but
come
I
on.
Will try. I will try to keep my wits about me. So okay. this is from Alexandra in Albany.
Right.
She had maple granola.
Yep.
Honey, I'm there. Challah bread, that's great.
Yep.
The black licorice threw me for a loop.
Oh, I love that. That sounds great.
Okay. So she made, or the ChatGPT made, honey-infused challah bread pudding with black licorice and a maple granola crunch.
Fantastic.
You liar. You do not think it's fantastic.
Gail, if you don't bring that the next time you're on this program, you're banned. That's delicious.
Well, okay. So everything would work very nicely into this bread pudding. Again, it doesn't say how many eggs. It just says, whisk the eggs with milk and a generous amount of honey. How much is that? What's a
couple
cup?
Gallons?
See?
Yeah.
So I might use a tablespoon or two. You might use a couple of gallons. Vanilla extract. You can even add some cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay? So that's your extra if you had that in your pantry.
Right.
Then you pour it over the challah.
Yeah.
And you press down. And then you're cutting your black licorice into small pieces. And you can soften them into a little water if they're too hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have stale licorice, that's even more delicious sounding.
Yes.
And then that will help infuse the licorice flavor into the syrupy addition. Okay?
Okay.
So this it just sounds so gross. The maple granola topping, I can get into everything. Just leave out the licorice.
Okay, that's cool.
Eat the licorice on the side.
Now, that's a subjective value.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Exactly.
If that's the way you want to roll.
Yes.
Here's one from Stacy in Albany who works here, and then we'll go to a couple that Jim just inputted from our listeners. Hot sausage. Orange juice, yogurt, instant potatoes, and green beans.
Okay.
Hot sausage, orange juice, yogurt, instant potatoes, green beans, a little olive oil or butter, salt and pepper. Optional would be garlic or red pepper flakes or fresh herbs for extra flavor. But here is what our friends at ChatGPT came up with. Spicy sausage and orange glazed green beans with yogurt mashed potatoes. This sounds delicious. You prepare the sausage, you make the orange glaze, you let it simmer, you cook the green beans, and you prepare the yogurt and mashed potatoes. This is the only thing I have a little question about, Gail, is the yogurt and mashed potatoes? It sounds
good. That would work, because when I make mashed potatoes, I put in cream cheese.
Yeah.
And it's some people put in sour cream. Sour cream and yogurt are very close together. They're both dairy, acidic. It would add a little zip to it. This is very similar to Toad in the Hole, which is a British dish.
Yeah.
Right? With sausage and mashed potatoes without some of the other ingredients. But this is viable. You know, this is not bad, adding the green beans.
I don't
and
want to encourage you.
No,
but
don't.
Sherry writes in, says, I love Gail's sarcasm. More, please. And OMG, the amaretto olives with one of those green faces that looks like it's about to hurl. thanks for that, Sherry.
Thank you.
All right. So what are we doing here, Jim? Which one of the listener ones are we doing?
How about we do 3 Oscar Mayer hot dogs,
gotcha.
Half-bag baby spinach, low-sodium soy sauce, udon noodles, olive oil, and half a Vidalia onion.
That is from Joanne in Westmere. And you know, Gail's giving this a qualified thumbs up already.
Joanne is a normal person. Ouch. She's got normal things in her refrigerator.
Are you saying the people who work here are not normal people?
I didn't say
that. Where do we get to the last one?
Zach is like, he's in agreement with you. All right, what do you got?
Hot dog and spinach udon stir fry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can get into that. Yeah.
Make them together. I mean, it's almost obvious, right?
Yeah.
Prepare the ingredients, make the udon, add the spinach. Actually, add the spinach, then the udon, and serve. And it's all tied together with the umami flavor of soy sauce to make it a perfect quick meal for busy days.
Amen to that.
That
I think
that's delicious.
That sounds good.
We
that
like it very much.
That sounds actually very edible.
It's not kosher, so I can't try it.
It's not kosher.
Did you do the one from Caroline in Stone Ridge, the head of cauliflower, Jim?
I didn't see that one.
All right. You know, there are more than one on here. That's okay.
Well, I mean, but you know, I can only scroll through.
Jim, come on. You know, you're from RPI. You're in charge of everything over there. Your brain is a computer.
Oh, I can use your phone for a while.
Oh, sure. Oh, there we go.
Uh-oh.
He's going to drop something not nice on there. Thank you very much.
No, I wouldn't.
All right. So we did the challah bread, yeah? And what else have we got
on? Is this Ray? Is that from you? Fiddleheads?
Should we?
Oh, my God.
I
don't know.
I thought we were going to do that last.
We're going to wait.
You may get canceled.
We're going to wait for
our two. Yeah, wait for
this is from James in Albany, and this is a simple one. James is one of our staff members. He's got some young kids. Chicken nuggets, American cheese slices, steamed broccoli, carrots, optional breadcrumbs or crushed crackers for extra crunch, butter or oil, salt and pepper. As a father myself, this sounds like something you would sling out for a kid if you had a concert that night or whatever and you were going to an event at school. This is a kid-friendly meal that combines chicken nuggets. It is called Cheesy Chicken Nugget Veggie Bake.
I mean,
it's a simple.
And it's easy because the kids are going to eat it. It's got Velveeta over the vegetables. It's perfect. Get a little vegetable into them. I don't have a problem with it.
All right, here's a tough one. And I got to be honest with you. This is from somebody in the newsroom. His name is Dave. And it's paprika, calamansi.
The type of lime.
Jasmine rice,
yeah.
Kahlua, rice krispies, chicken breasts or thighs, olive oil or butter, salt and pepper, optional soy sauce, and garlic honey.
Mm.
Sounds disgusting.
The Kahlua. Kahlua is the Kahlua and lime.
Okay.
Picture coffee and lime. No.
I put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Calamansi Kahlua chicken with paprika, jasmine rice, and crispy topping.
They're very tiny limes. They're very tiny limes.
Okay.
So,
do you like that particular one?
Yeah. It's not as disgusting and harmful as some of the others.
Wow.
So this is not that bad.
All right.
Not that bad.
So I'll tell you what. Let's do the one that we just put here, Jim, from our listener. And then you and I will finish up with ours, and then we'll call it a wrap and never speak of this again.
Until the next time.
This was from Caroline in Stone Ridge. A head of cauliflower, small container of part skim ricotta, rainbow Swiss chard. And they do have a pound of Italian pork sausage, plenty of herbs. So what do you think?
So I did make I will say that a sweet Italian pork sausage is optional.
Okay.
It came up with cauliflower and Swiss chard ricotta bake. Basically, you're using the cauliflower, the Swiss chard, the ricotta cheese. Actually, it does allow you to cook the sausage. It says it's your choice if you want to use the sausage.
Yeah.
Blanch the cauliflower, saute the chard, combine it, bake it, serve it.
So you're sauteing the chard first? Sauteing the chard first?
Yes.
And then baking it after. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So you need to break it down a little bit. That doesn't sound bad.
You don't.
I hate to say it. It doesn't
sound.
if you wanted to up it a little bit, you could take the Parmesan and you could bake it off. Do you ever put Parmesan in a little frying pan and make like little Parmesan? They're like almost like tuiles, like pancakes. They're very thin, and then just they get really crisp. The Parmesan gets crisp, and then just crumble it over the vegetables. It's awesome.
Okay,
that would up it a notch.
All right, now we only have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Somebody wrote in, you should now have a vote in the office and have Gail make the top three recipes to taste test next time.
Oh, you think I could handle it?
I think I'll, oh my gosh, I'm going to be sick that day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, even if I'm here. All right, we only have 2 minutes left, Jim.
Let's do this one from Ray.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy.
I know this guy, and he's a jerk.
Mm.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's pickled fiddlehead ferns. Mayonnaise, American cheese, mm-hmm. blueberry jelly,
mm.
Hershey syrup,
mm-mm.
bacon, and a bread of choice.
Mm.
What do you think?
You have pickled fiddlehead ferns in your fridge?
Yes, I do.
Oh, bull duty.
That's not true.
I don't believe
He's calling his wife right now.
Okay. All right.
You have one minute here.
Oh, my God.
Prepare the bacon.
Oh,
create
my
a
God.
Flavored mayo. Assemble the sandwich bread. Bacon, American cheese, and a little bit of the pickle.
But you're mixing the mayo and the Hershey syrup. That's
brilliant.
An ungodly mix.
Why have I not thought of that before?
Oh.
This sandwich offers a surprising mix of flavors where the tangy and crisp pickled fiddlehead ferns contrast with the sweet blueberry jelly and rich savory bacon cheese.
Oh, think the of the
unique
textures.
The addition
disgusting.
Of a chocolate-enhanced mayonnaise introduces a novel twist that ties all the components together. The dish is perfect for those who enjoy adventurous eating and unique flavor combination.
So this
a perfect description.
Wait a minute,
so
Chat GPT wrote that little.
That's
my point.
Why?
This doesn't work.
Why?
Because
it's a do-it-yourself ad agency.
It's like why not put in like petroleum oil and
you know what, Gail? You're not a team player. I've said it before, and you're not a team player.
Petroleum oil.
Yeah.
No, don't
putting
do
it
that.
In.
No, you got to put
it'll
on things that are
edible.
It'll
come up with a recipe. It'll come up with a recipe.
I mean, that's the thing.
That's
well,
the
let's agree that we'll never do this again, right? That was ridiculous.
I'd be thinking
it,
about
but,
it. We don't have time for yours, Jim, but I'll post it online, yeah?
If you want. Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll do that.
But just as I did ask it to do one with petroleum oil, cement, and radishes.
Oh, no.
It basically said,
"You can't."
Sorry, that's just not going to work.
I like it.
Well, you know what? That just shows there's hope for ChatGPT. Maybe there's hope, okay?
You know what disturbs me most about this show? And there was plenty of disturbing things that went on, but so many people have written in saying, this is hilarious. Gail, I love you. Gail made... Everybody loves Gail. It's all about Gail all the time.
I'm just not coming next time. I'm just going to send Gail teacher how to use ChatGPT.
Oh, stop. No, we couldn't have done it without Jim. I wouldn't have thought this creatively. I spent my freshman year at RPI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was because of people like you that I left. Now,
look at the time.
Oh, it was.
Oh, support comes from Herzog's Garden Center, Kingston, specializing in hand-selected trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and tropical and flowering houseplants from sources throughout the Northeast. Herzog's.com. Barrington Brewery, Great Barrington, solar brewed beer served fresh 6 days a week since 1995, serving 9 beers on tap and 1 cask conditioned ale. Full kitchen, Raymond. Full kitchen menu available for lunch and dinner. Closed Tuesdays, 413-528-8282. And Sap Bush Hollow, farm seasonal cafe in Schoharie County, serving local food 50 minutes from Albany. Open Saturdays 9 to 2, April through November. sapbushfarmstore.com/cafe. All right, the AI show's done. Thanks to Jim Hendler, Gail Sokol. Thank you. What a weird thing. Have a good weekend.